time is you know, a crucial factor, and the fact that, you know, costs are going up, which means they have to make more money to support those dogs. And, you know, the mushers, if you look at the musher list, a lot of the mushers that have been racing for, you know, 15 years are no longer there. They're moved on. Maybe some of them were now have families. Some of them are older and are doing other things. You know, there's just a lot of different factors, and I don't think it's any one thing.
Yeah.
But, and then go back years ago, 80s and 90s, a big part of the mushers were coming out of the bush and coming into town and racing dogs because they had dogs. Now there's nobody coming out of the villages, either Iditarod or Quest.
And it seems like a lot of folks point to the costs, and I wonder, what does that take, and what are the things that have really gone up? I mean, I'm thinking about gas for running ATVs and things like that.
You know, I keep a pretty close handle on costs, and I always, in the past, I figured that you could race a dog team for $750 a year per dog. So if I had 40 dogs, that was, you know, a little over $30,000. But those costs have changed considerably, because just the feed costs have probably over the last 10 years have almost doubled, because of not just the cost of the food itself, but the cost of getting the food to you. And then veterinary costs have increased. There used to be a few vets around who did, you know, you could get sled dog care a little cheaper than you could get house dog care. Now those costs have more than doubled. They've probably tripled. And the vets who were doing that kind of work in the villages and out are less and less and less. And now there's only maybe one. And so fuel is a huge factor, because, you know, again, the ATV runs around and you got to train for, you know, in the summer or in the August, September, October is pretty much all on wheels, and then travel to train, because there's quite a few mushers who can't travel out of their home. And yeah, that's a factor.
Is there also like less money in it? I mean, I feel like we hear about Iditarod itself losing sponsors, and that's happened over the last few years. But for like individual mushers, is there less money in sponsorship dollars?
Yes, I think so, because mushing is a sideline. It's not a well-known sport. I mean, we've had sponsors over the years, and we couldn't give anything in return, really. Like, for instance, we were sponsored by Yukonuba for a few years, and I felt like, okay, so is that going to sell them enough dog food to cover my costs of sponsoring me? Which was, you know, valuable for us, but was it valuable for them? You know, I never felt like it was. And then there's, you know, how many people even go outside anymore? I mean, that's what we see here. I think that's a factor, you know, in a lot of things, because beard musher, you're going to have to get out there and be out there and be okay with being cold and all that. And I think that's becoming less attractive in our society. I don't think it's there anymore.
Do you think that's a generational shift, or?
I do. I think it's something that we've lost in our society, and I don't think we're going to get it back. I think we've lost that generation in the middle, and it's because of electronics. And that's, I'm totally convinced of that. I have no qualms in advocating that thought, because I think that's the case with our world. You know, we're dependent on things that are not of us. Yeah. We're not dependent on ourselves anymore.
I feel like too, when you talk about technology, it's kind of like more than just did you take a GPS on your race. It's like, are you comfortable enough stepping outside of that safety bubble to like even be a dog musher?
Yes, and that's what I was getting at. It doesn't come back because it's just what you just said. It's comfort level. It's like, I'm okay to be where I am, wherever that is. It's not about, you know, where on in the world I am. It's where I am in my head. You know, am I comfortable where I am?